Thanks for joining me, Lawrence.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
Man. Finally,
finally made it work.
Yes, 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 yes.
So, Lawrence Ajay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been following your work on Instagram for a while.
Okay.
You photograph a lot of people I know, so seemed like a natural. I should naturally interview you.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you were born in Italy?
Yeah, born and raised in Italy for 17 years, and then I moved to Chicago when I was 17. Well,
but
I was 16.
Ghana.
Yeah, originally from Ghana, yes. Yeah. But then I moved here in 2007.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, with your parents?
With my sister. My mom was already here.
Okay.
Yeah, so my dad lives in the UK now. So, yeah, I moved there to stay with my mom.
Were you always interested in photography?
So crazy because I feel like the interest was always there. It just took 16 years for me to, like, really settle with photography because when I was little, so my dad was a videographer. So every time he wasn't using his camera, I would pick up his VHS camera and, like, I would shoot videos of my friends. So I feel like the part where my interest was with either documenting, I would say documenting was always there, but I didn't know at the time that, like, photography would be a thing until I moved to the States and I needed an art credit to graduate high school. At first, I wanted to do painting. The painting class was full. The only one that was open was photography. So that's pretty much where my interest started. Yeah.
Did you start with portraiture?
Pretty much, yes. I started, like, I was just shooting anything when I started.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, solely focused on portraits. Like, anything that I would find around, I would just shoot it. Until, like, I started studying photography. Like, I would literally go to Barnes & Noble or just any, like, bookstores, go to the photography section and just, like, study for hours. And then I found out that my love was with portraits. So, since then, I've just been shooting portraits, yeah.
When you were younger, who were you looking at?
For sure, Gordon Parks. Gordon Parks, he was the first, like, black photographer that I, like, studied. Like, I didn't know there were any black photographers, really, until I found out about Gordon Parks. And then after him, it was Richard Avedon, another great portrait photographer. You know, I studied his work a lot too because his portraits really, like, stuck with me. You know, you look at his portraits and you're able to, like, feel what was going on in that photo. Same with Gordon Parks. So those two photographers really, really, like, inspired me. So I spent hours upon hours either reading their interviews or watching their documentaries, you know, studying their work. Yeah.
Were you always into music? Or, I mean, I feel like a lot of people you also photograph are young people,
mm-hmm,
in the music and arts community, mm-hmm, here, who, mm-hmm, are, like, really involved. And, mm-hmm, you know, I mean, I saw Jamila on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Dez and
Dez,
Shani Crow.
Music has been a huge thing, like, since I was born, really.
Yeah.
Like, my dad, you know, I'll come back to my dad. He was a big, like, he used to DJ as well. So, like,
oh.
I would listen to some, all kinds of music in the house. Like, one, it'll be from R&B to, like, classical music, and to, like, African music, to hip hop. So, like, music has always been a huge part of my life since day one. But, like, with shooting some of my friends, most of the people that you see on either my website or Instagram are, like, we're close friends, you know. You know, we just happen to have the same interests. We share the same vision. So it just works well, you know. Whether they shoot or they design, like Shawnee or... you know, Shawnee shoots as well sometimes. You know, or they're just, like, normal creators who are just trying to figure it out, you know? So, we kind of share the same things, the same qualities and stuff like that. Yeah.
In what way?
As in, like, you know, like with Dez, like me and Dez, we're not like family, but like he's like my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like my big brother. And over the years, you know, I've known him since I was like 17. So he's always been like somebody that I look up to. And he been in the scene for so long. So like a lot of the things that like he wanted to do, I wanted to do as well. You know what I mean? So it was like, it was always something like, all right, like obviously we kind of like the same thing. So, you know, I want to like, this is what the type of things that I want to document. You know, when Dez started designing, I was there. Mm-hmm. You know, when Dez came up with the idea with We Are We Got, I was there. You know what I'm saying? And that's because I believed in what he was doing, but also because like I believed in that, like that idea of We Are We Got. I felt like I could come up with something like that too. You know what I mean? Like we just share the same, like when it comes to music, when it comes to arts, when it comes to life,
yeah,
politics, just everything. Like when we have these conversations, we always like yeah, like we share the same things. You know what I mean? We believe in the same things. So it just makes it I don't want to say easy, but it just makes it like there's like some sort of an understanding. You
right.
know what I mean? So, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing, We All We Got feels like a very community-oriented phrase. Where,
yeah.
Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
your friends are your family sort
yep.
of thing. And
yep.
seeing the same sort of, same subjects appear in your work, like, mm-hmm. multiple times really kind of solidifies that idea, too, like,
very
in a visual
true.
Way.
Very true. Very true. Very true.
So, so y'all met in high school?
Well, I met him through, so his mom used to go to he used to go to the same church as well.
Oh.
So I met Dez through his mom, but then also like through one of my other brothers named Promo. So I met Dez through him, and I just thought that Dez was like the coolest guy ever. Yeah,
he's
so like
cool.
Yeah, super cool, super smooth.
Yeah.
You know, and then he just became my big brother. You know, like. Just always giving me game, you know, always like inviting me to places, you know. So I was studying, like I was studying his moves a lot, the way he was moving around. So yeah, that's how we pretty much met. So I was like 17. He was probably still in college. I was in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. The series you did with him and his daughter is really beautiful.
Yeah. That's a project that I'm still working on. I'm shooting young black fathers around the city.
Yeah.
And I just started with Dez just because it made sense, you know. Dez has been in my life for so long, and he's family, so it only made sense for me to start with him, you know.
Yeah. And you only shoot on film?
Only shoot film, like my personal projects, yes. When it comes to like clients, I sometimes use both digital and film, but mainly digital with clients. But when it comes to my personal projects, yes, with film, that's just because I just love the feel of like not knowing how the photo looks until I get my negatives.
Yeah.
You know, I become more intentional about what I'm shooting. You know, it's film, so you really have to plan the photo in your head, and I love doing that. You know, versus digital, which is nothing wrong. Digital is just like shooting, and you shoot and you look at the photo, you shoot and you look at the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Versus film, you literally, like with that type of film that I use, I only get 10 shots. So each shot counts. You know, with the one with Dez, shooting with Dez and his daughter with Indigo. Indigo is like, has a lot of movement. So like, I literally had to make sure that each shot was just like strong, you
right.
know? So...
Well, that was almost half a roll. It was four shots, right? That you used.
Well, yeah, it's some more shots that I didn't upload.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of shots. Those were the best one, but like the others are great too. But I feel like those were like, yes, you know. But yeah, I just love like the way film challenges me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's what I love the most, and I just love the whole process of like loading the film, then unloading it, then taking it to the lab. You know, then. Pick up the negatives, bring it back home, and then scan them to your laptop. Like, I love that whole process, you know?
It's very intentional.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Very, because, for one, film is very expensive. And, you know, and also, like, you have to make sure that if you're shooting outside that your lighting is, like, correct, right? Because with digital, you'll be able to tell right away if you have bad lighting or not. With film, it's just, like, you kind of have to, like, either already know in your head what kind of settings you have to put, or you just have to use, a light meter. But even then, you may get something off. But, yeah, I just love film. I just love film, and it truly, like, brings me joy when, you know, sometimes it may seem like a longer process, but I just love the challenge. Yeah,
and there seems to be more life in a photo that's a film photo.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, even when you get, like, the dust, and just, like, the flaws.
Yes.
That's corny.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, for sure. I try to, like, not keep too much dust on my photos.
Yeah, right. I take photo classes too when you're younger, and mm-hmm. you just don't know, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. That's what happened to me in high school. Yeah. Like, you know, thank God in high school, the photography class, my photography teacher, who was the one that really pushed me to do photography, we didn't do anything digital. Everything was film.
Yeah.
So he taught me how to develop black and white film and color. So we would spend hours and hours in a dark room, like, developing our own photos that we took, you know? So I just loved being in that room. I just loved being in a dark room developing stuff. So, yeah.
Do you still get to get in there?
I haven't been in a dark room in a minute. I'm planning on just, like, buying chemicals and just do it at my home, my house.
Right.
You know, like, just do it in the bathroom because it's, you know, just do black and white. I just got to buy the chemicals. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you derive inspiration from now? And, like, who do you look at now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with Instagram, there's so many photographers on there.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, lately, finding inspiration has been so hard. I find, like, slick noise. So one of the main things that I do is, like, I watch a lot of documentaries. Music, I say a lot of music. Yes, I get a lot of inspiration from music, like old music, but it's like soul, mainly soul. And hip hop. Sometimes I go to the vinyl store in Hyde Park. There's a big vinyl record store, and, like, I just look at covers, just get an inspiration from that. But also, like, I have my group of guys. It's like my small tribe of guys who, like, that I'm super inspired by every single time. You know, everybody's, like, good in your own talent, so. I'm inspired by what they do all the time, and that pushes me to, like, do work or come up with ideas and things like that, you know. Sometimes I have, like, I don't feel inspired by anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to force it. I just, like, let it come to me, you know.
What happens if you have a shoot and you don't feel inspired?
It's happened many times. What happens? If it's a person, I'm always, like, in it 100%. But then it's like, when it's, like, clients, I just try to do my best. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, if it's clients, that means they pay me for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I just got to do my best job, and not try to, like, mess it up. You know, that's pretty much it.
You were mentioning the Last Born photo project.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you wrapped it up, or you released it earlier this year?
Yeah. So we worked on it.
What's it about?
So pretty much how this project came to be is crazy. But so me and my best friend Joseph from Toronto, he's a creative director, has his own creative agency called Sunday School. So we always talked about doing something together. We just had to come up with an idea. And then fast forward to March, Nipsey Hussle had passed on March 31st. Nipsey Hussle had passed. Big fan of Nipsey. I'm big fan of Nipsey. Like, God, you know, he's like somebody that I listen to all the time when in need of like a push or whatever. So when he passed, it like really hit me hard. So I remember we were texting, and we just had this sense of like sense of urgency to just like do something. And he was like, "Yo, like, let's just come up with something, and let's just do it." You know? So boom. Brainstorming, we came up with the idea, and he literally just like bought his ticket, came to Chicago 2 weeks later, and we shot it. So Last Born is pretty much about these two brothers that moved from Sudan to the States, and it talks about how the older brother is like helping his little brother become or try to like adapt into the culture, like the American culture here. So we wanted to tell it to like, you know, stories like that are real. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people who traveled without their parents. Their parents may be, you know, I don't know, in Italy or Tunisia somewhere, mm-hmm. right? But they come here alone and they have to adapt. You know what I'm saying? And we wanted to tell that story, but like through fashion. So that's why, as you see them, we're like kind of colorful outfits and stuff. You know what I mean? So that's what it was. And you know, when we put out, when the project was out, like, the response was great.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those, that project was, like, my first project of the year. Mm-hmm. So, it was great that I was able to do it with my best friend, you mm-hmm. know, because it's good when we can, like, come together, collaborate together. I feel like when you collaborate, it just opens a lot of doors, you know? So, yeah. It was a good one.
Did you find it difficult to assimilate when you came to Chicago?
Yes, definitely.
I guess, yeah, obviously. But yeah. Like, what was difficult for you?
I mean, like, I spoke no English.
Okay.
Like, my first language is Italian. So I had to learn how to read and write in English. So I remember, like, that whole summer of 2007, like, I spent it in the library in Hyde Park, just reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. Because I knew I was going to start school in September, so I didn't want to be the only guy that didn't, like, speak English. So yeah. I was reading a lot. I love reading a lot of newspapers, watching a lot of TV so I can, like, understand, you know, and, like, try to, like, speak it.
I mean, learning English must be hard.
Yeah,
it was. Because I hear it is a very hard language to learn.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not a native speaker. Yep.
It was very, I'm not going to lie. But by the time I started school, so I moved there in June. By the time I started school in September, like, I felt like I was confident enough to, like, speak it and even write it.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I'm a knack for languages?
So I know I speak three languages: Italian, English, and my Ghanaian language.
Yeah. Which is?
Chi.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm learning French now because my mom speaks French, so I want to learn to speak French as well. But yeah, the first few months of school was kind of tough because, like, that was my first time being around all black people, because in Italy I was always around white folks. And then, too, like, everybody just speaking so fast. You're trying to catch up to the slang and, you know, what everybody's talking about. But then I just got used to it, you know.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, so it was good. Yeah.
So are you, like, 28?
28, yes. Yeah.
So you've only been here for, like, 12 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Seems like you've done a lot in 12 years.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's wild. When I think about it sometimes, my birthday is Friday, and I just been, like, this whole week, I've just, like, been reflecting, just going back to when I moved.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy because I didn't even know that I was going to move here. Like, my dad walked in the room one day and then just opened the door. Was like, "Yo, you're going to stay with your mom." And then the next day, I was gone, you know. So, yeah.
The next day?
Yeah. Yep.
Where were you in Italy?
I was in this place called Modena.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of close to Milan. But yeah, literally the next day, I had no time to really chill with my friends out there. And I was just like, that was it. And I came and boom, just cultural shock and stuff. Yeah. So,
Do you believe it was worth it?
Yes. Now looking back, it was totally worth it because honestly, if I was in Italy right now, I don't think that I'll be doing all of these things that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Nah. I didn't understand it at first, but like now I totally get it. So it was a move that like totally changed my life for the better, for sure.
You also mentioned that you've been learning how to code and mm-hmm. build websites.
Yeah. That's something that like so I've always known like coding, but I didn't know that like I feel like when people hear about coding, they just think they're like, oh, you have to be super great at math and things like that. And it's just like, so that was one thing that always kept me back, because I'm good at math, but I'm not like a genius, right? Mm-hmm. But then I just started watching YouTube videos, and you have all these like different tutorials about building a website, you know what I mean, and building an app. And I just like, my interest just, I was just like, yo, I like this, you know, the fact that you can build something from scratch, you know, you don't, nowadays you don't have to go to school for it, because if people see if you know how to build a website or an app, they just hire you and just pay you money or whatever. So I just started learning, watching videos every single day, you know, and the more I was watching these videos, the more I was coding, the more I was building my own websites, you know what I mean? Just had my own ideas. And it just honestly just kept me, like, creative. Because you have to be able to come up with an idea and then just build it from scratch.
You know? You're doing front-end and back-end?
Yeah, front-end. No, mainly only front-end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Front-end, yeah. So just, like, HTML, CSS, a lot of JavaScript, you know? That's my main thing, yeah.
You do sound like a Virgo.
Yeah?
Yeah, to be so dedicated to, like, learning English and you know, learning something new like that. Mm-hmm. You should be very organized and, you know, on your
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not that organized yet.
Oh, you're not?
Nah,
okay.
I'm
enough
learning.
To learn another language in a different, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. That
we
is
call
true.
Them languages too, mm-hmm. coding, so.
Yep. That's crazy. Yeah, you're right.
How do you think, you know, being from Ghana and like growing up in Italy show up in your everyday life or, you know, regular
mm-hmm.
life?
It's crazy because like, you know, the lifestyle in Italy is totally different from the lifestyle here. Then the lifestyle in Ghana is totally different from the lifestyle here. So I've been able to like just like move around and still be like myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Without feeling like I have to act a certain way or whatever. Like, I've just literally been myself my whole life until, like, I moved here, you know. But as far as how to show up my work, like, I like telling fashion. I like telling stories through fashion. That's because, like, in Italy is known as, like, the fashion place, right? You go to Milan, all you see is, like, these fashion stores. People dress really nice, you know what I mean? So, like, that came from Italy. You know, that's why I loved, like, a lot of my shoots now. You know, you see my subjects in, like, very, like, nice clothes, but at the same time, there's, like, a story to it. But also Ghana. Ghana's, like, my, that's where I come from. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where my grandma's from. That's where my grandma's from. You know what I mean? So, like, that's, like, the whole package, you know what I mean? Yes, I was born in Italy and all, but like Ghana's like the main thing where that's where my creative juices come from, you know what I mean? Like I watch a lot of Ghanaian movies to get inspiration from as well, you know what I mean? Just because what they do over there is so like they're not even trying, it's just like effortless, you know what I mean? So I'm honestly just been such a blessing to be like know how like three different cultures, how like I can come up with an idea by just either watching things that's going on in Ghana or watching things that's going on in Italy and even here, you know what I mean? Because sometimes I could be watching an entire movie and then boom, I have an idea that I want to create, you know what I'm saying? So you know, I still talk to my Italian friends and they always inspire me as well, you know?
It's a lot of culture, too.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Take in.
Yes, it's a whole lot.
You can pick from.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like your work definitely reflects like maybe like the romantic part of Italy and like the high end part and like the grit of America or Ghana, you know, like the realness.
Definitely.
And they all have different, I mean, all three have different fashions,
trends,
and even
no doubt,
African prints and all that.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
So it honestly is just like, when I think about it, I'm just like, wow, like, I've been able, like, I've witnessed the Italian way, the Ghana way, now I'm here in Chicago. Chicago's a whole different culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different world here, from street culture to fashion to art, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To, like, music now, you know? So, it's a blessing for sure.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Cool?
Yeah.
Yes.